reading. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, our gospel lesson for this morning was about Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee. And the Pharisees were all about, they were different than the Sadducees. The Sadducees were the temple priests that did all the, performed all of the ceremonies and all the rites and everything that you had to do. It was actually a smaller group. But the Pharisees were those that lived their life according to the law. And as we certainly know, it's not so easy to live our lives according to the law, is it? No, it's not. And so one of the things about Nicodemus, you know, he was, I mean, it said that he was prominent. He was well respected. And so can you imagine if Nicodemus just goes strolling down the block, rings Jesus' doorbell, and starts to have a conversation with him? In the middle of the day. How do you think the people would feel about that? Remember where we are, what's going on. Jesus is starting what we would say is a revolution. Jesus is saying something that's so incredibly different than what the people know. We're to follow the law. What are you talking about? That the law is going to be abolished, that I came to fulfill the law. No. This is what we have been told. This has been handed down to us. I don't want to even hear your new teaching. But Nicodemus, something has spurred him. And he doesn't come during the middle of the day. When does he come? Anybody ever hear this? Nothing good happens after midnight? Has anybody said that to... you know, it's funny. I never heard it. But I hear all the kids in the youth groups and et cetera. My mom and dad always said, nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing good happens in the dark. Now, Carl hates this part when I ask for a show of hands. But I want to see a show of hands on this one. How many of you have ever snuck out of your house at night when your parents were sleeping? I know. I get it. Yeah. We've done it. Oh, wait, I didn't look back here. Not you. Okay, that's right. Your father was a narcotics detective in New York City, so this one wasn't sneaking out of the house. But, you know, it's sort of like we've done it. Now, I haven't climbed out my window. Anybody here climb out their window before at night? Oh, look at this one. Yeah, I'm really liking this. So, Linaya, did I tell you this at the shower that we had for you? That when a baby girl is born, you give the mom to be at the baby shower a cactus. Anybody ever hear this before? I never heard this till I moved to the South. You give the mother to be a cactus, and that cactus is to be planted, where do you think? Under the window of your daughter's bedroom. Yes, I heard that, and it's very funny, and some parents have told me that it's absolutely worked. So there's something out there that is beckoning us to go out into the night, right? Because it's the place where we're not going to be seen. You know, it's the place where we might be meeting up with our friends. It might be the place where we're meeting. How many movies have you seen? Like they throw the pebbles up at the, you know, climb down, shimmy down the pole, come down the window, whatever the case might be. Is that what you two have done before? So I'm seeing you. Oh my gosh, this is adorable. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those. You know, we do it. I knew every creak in the floorboard going down the stairs of my house. I knew how to creep out. Because, you know, there is consequences to our behavior if we're found out, if they hear about what we've done. And I think, you know, that's what's happening really with Nicodemus. He's coming at night because he doesn't want anybody to know that he is questioning whether or not Jesus is really the Messiah. What are you doing hanging out with Jesus? You know they're frauds. You know that's not the Son of God. You know that's just another. Why are you doing this? He's actually saying the exact opposite of what we have learned our entire life. You know, this story of Nicodemus butts right up to the one of the Samaritan woman by the well. They actually go together. When did the Samaritan woman go to the well to draw the water? She went at noontime. Because for her, whatever was going on in her life, she wanted to make sure nobody was there when she was there. When do you go and draw the water for your family? First thing in the morning. So she went when she knew no one was going to be there. Nicodemus comes in the darkness. For this Gospel of John, darkness is about not seeing. It's about not believing. And in John's Gospel, not believing in Jesus is the sin. That's important to remember here. Not believing in Jesus is the sin. Now, the next part is probably my favorite. Anybody here ever see like a comedy routine where they're both saying the same thing but understanding it a little bit differently and we're in on the secret? Anybody ever see that? So that's what's happening here. Because Jesus begins to say, unless a person is born from above, how does Nicodemus take that? Born again. How can you be born again? That's just impossible. You see, we're in on the secret, and that secret is that there's one Greek word that's used, and it has two meanings. And that Greek word has been translated either born from above or born again. But I'm going to tell you that it's really both. Born from above / again. So Nicodemus is just hanging out at the one, like, more, you know, he hasn't gone deeper. And he's just saying, how is that possible? And Jesus actually starts to say to him, like, are you kidding me here? You are an intelligent man. Are you kidding me here? What part of this are you not understanding? Isn't that what you kind of hear Jesus saying to him? Because Nicodemus is hearing something that's incredibly new. He's hearing something that about being born from above / anew. And that's what Jesus is saying. You have to hear with a new set of ears. You have to see with a new set of eyes. You have to love with a new heart. No judgment. And that's the hardest thing for us to do. No judgment. Seeing things as God sees things. I'm going to tell you it's virtually impossible. But that doesn't mean that we can't do it. We can't do it. But the Holy Spirit is the one who does it in us. For us. We can't see the Holy Spirit, can we? Can you physically see the Holy Spirit? We hear the Holy Spirit. We see the wind rustling, right? The breath of God's life, the breath that hovered over the Spirit, the wind that hovered over in the beginning of creation. You can look and see the wind. Well, sorry. You can see the leaves fluttering back and forth, but you can't see the wind. You can hear it, but you can't see it. But you know it's there. I think that's the hard part for us. How do you describe to somebody what the Holy Spirit feels like in you if nobody's ever felt that before? I've shared my story many times when I was at the point of total despair where I didn't know who God was. I was experiencing death after death after death after death as a chaplain. And when it all just came pouring out on the floor, that is when the Holy Spirit filled me up. And that's why I say it's a she. She said, I'm wisdom. Filled me up. And everything shifted from my head to my heart. And I started to see with new eyes. I started to understand people's circumstances and why they behaved the way they did and their defensiveness. Same person, the day before I was judging, I was walking around loving. That was not me. That was totally the Holy Spirit. You see, Nicodemus is stuck in the head, and Jesus is trying to move Nicodemus to the heart. On this day, we had an opportunity to witness an entire family coming together to celebrate something new, to celebrate the new beginning of Naya and her mommy, Lashanta. That gift that God gives that says, you are my beloved child. And when I look at you, I see that cross that has been emblazed on your forehead. You are mine. You're not going anywhere. You have been born anew on this day. And you will grow into this new life in the Spirit, as we all do, because it is life-changing. And we all have stories. We talked about it last week when we talked about the Holy Spirit and seeing it and naming it, because others might not be able to see it or hear it or feel that love. The gift of the Holy Spirit is one that is freely given. There is nothing that you need to do. That is what's so hard for us. We are human beings, and we always feel like we have to do something in order to get. God says, there's nothing you can do. You could try as hard as you want. There is nothing you can do. I give you this gift. Accept it. Receive it. It's in you. Own it. Listen to her. She speaks to you. She will open your heart to a new understanding. A totally new understanding. That you will question yourself. Wow, did I just say that? Because all your defensive begin to melt away and you find yourself acting in a totally new way. And yeah, your friends are going to say, who are you? How can you say that? The Holy Spirit leads us from the darkness into the light. It's life-changing. It does something to us. You hear those little ones out there? They know the Holy Spirit. Lanaya knows the Holy Spirit, who cradled her in her arms when she couldn't be cradled. Jesus Christ, our Creator God, the Holy Spirit, who comforted her in that time where her body temperature was brought down low. Jesus Christ, her Creator God, and the Holy Spirit. She knows the Holy Spirit. I have watched children, when you sing to them a song like Jesus Loves You, they stop, they stare, and they listen. Because they know. They haven't been sandpapered yet. That's what I call it, sandpapering, where you forget and you watch and you're careful to make sure that you're doing everything perfectly. They haven't been. How adorable was Alphonse? Wait, Alonzo. I always want to call him Alphonse. Why do I always do that? Alonzo, adorable. I mean, what little kid doesn't get chocolate on a chair, okay? We do it as adults. What little child doesn't want to play in the water? Yes. This is the holy, this is the water. Who doesn't? We're all told, don't touch, don't touch. I love the fact that he was touching. Okay, I held it securely. But I love the fact that he was touching and not afraid to explore. Because that's what this is. We explore together. We learn together. And we most especially learn from these little ones, don't we? And then what happens when we get older and wiser? And things hit us new now. And we say, why didn't I know that back then? I hear that so frequently. Why didn't I know that back then? Because we weren't ready. The Holy Spirit will open our hearts as the Holy Spirit sees that we're ready for it. But you can help that along. I am convinced you can help that along. And here's how you can help that along. By having a conversation with your Creator. And when you're stuck on the words, ask the Holy Spirit to speak them for you. Because that's what Nicodemus is doing here. Having a conversation with God. God incarnate, Jesus. Opening up his heart and saying, I don't understand. It's like he's saying, I believe, help my unbelief. Help me. And it's only in the dialogue that you can begin to have an understanding. And the Holy Spirit will kick that door wide open. Nicodemus doesn't go away, does he? You know, he is a member of the Sanhedrin, a very important member of the Sanhedrin. He is the one that says when Peter comes, he's the one that says, let's listen to what they have to say. He is the one who asks for Jesus' body. He is the one. You know, he didn't put himself right out there, but he was there because the Holy Spirit was working something new in him. The Holy Spirit is working something new in you on this very day. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's feel it. Let's see it. Let her work through you. Don't take ownership, because that's what we always do. We're very controlling, like to control who gets and doesn't get the Holy Spirit. And she laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs and says, I'm going where I'm going. So let's use that gift that we've been given. Tap into it, feel it, see it. Let her love in your heart in a way that you have never, ever found out before. Let her help you cross a boundary into a new space. This entire summer, get ready for it, we are going to be talking about the work of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is active still today. So let her shine through you. Amen. Amen. Amen.